Hello.
Well, Mr. President, we're happy to have you home.
Well, we're glad to have you back home, too, but that was quite a welcome, wasn't
it? It was a great welcome. You know, tragically, though, for those of us who were in that line back there, we couldn't hear a word you said.
Really?
Not a word.
What in the world? What
that sound system was such, we could not hear you, the Vice President or you, and I'm sorry we couldn't, but we couldn't, not one of us.
Well, you have to read it. It was a pretty good speech, actually.
Well, I'm sure it was, and we applauded.
You couldn't hear it?
We couldn't hear a word. We applauded.
I wonder what it was. The people in front heard, apparently, because...
The ones in front could hear you. Yeah.
Well, I'll be done with that.
But we just reacted when they did, but those of us who were, you know, all the cabinet were back in, none of us heard a word.
I'll be damned.
I'm sorry, but it wasn't anything we could do about it.
Oh, well, that's all right.
So I'm sorry.
I can repeat it at the cabinet meeting, then. Fine. How you feeling?
I feel just great. We're just delighted to be back. And I must say, as I told you when you were kind enough to call on Sunday, that God, you just so completely dominated the news back here. It's just been unbelievable.
Well, actually, we had the real story. Can't be told because there's an important meeting I have to show up before my son. Sometimes they have gone off and a little their personalities. I'll cover a little of that at the end of my life. But, boy, it was cold steel all the way.
I'm sure that's
cold
right.
Cold steel because I was tough and they were tough.
I'm sure that's
the way it has to be, and that's the way we got the understanding.
Okay,
it was a real cold steel. You would love to hear it.
I'll
have Henry fill you in because he can tell you a little better.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Welcome home.
Bye.